It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. We are here day two in Oxnard, California for Cowboys training camp, and everyone is going to be on tomorrow at 11 a.m. when practice number three is taking place. We were all out here yesterday for practice one, and today will be practice two taking place during the KMC Masterpiece and the G-Bag Nation. They will have you covered here on DFW Sports Station. Okay. Tonight is team dinner. Nick Eatman, by the way, at 9:20, DallasCowboys.com. We all went out last night. I was hurting at the very beginning of the show. I think we've made a nice recovery. And now we will go at it for round two this evening. RJ Choppy in charge of this year's team dinner. What were the challenges and what do we have lined up?
The challenges were finding a place that we hadn't been. I wanted to go a place we hadn't been to as a group, and also one that would seat 14 to 16 people.
Yeah.
So that was the main challenge. And where we're staying this year is we are about a mile tops, maybe less, from where we're going to go. And I also wanted to find something that had like a little bit of everything because we have Bobby and Kevin Hagland, who are the pickiest eaters, I think, of any adults that I have come across.
Yeah.
So I knew with Bobby, it couldn't be seafood. And with Hagelin, it couldn't be anything, quite frankly, that isn't like what?
It's amazing how you and your wife are the most difficult people food-wise I've ever met. I usually don't associate you with... Yeah, it is. It's true. What I thought is true. Your wife is just as bad as you are, as she is going over with your daughters to have a slumber party with my wife tonight. Mm-hmm. All the kids playing together, and my wife's biggest fear is how to get food for Kristen.
Here's
because Kristen has shot down my steak because I had MSG seasoning. I just assume that Bobby puts it on everything, including his toothpaste.
I do.
I assume that, you know, she was fine eating it. Then she shot down. I ordered pizza for everyone. She couldn't eat that. I thought Zach's wife was the pain in the ass food-wise.
Not a pickiness.
But no, it's yours.
It's not a pickiness with her, though. It is like a reaction thing. It's an allergy thing. Mine is, here's the thing. This is
like,
what
I'm like, what do you guys eat?
I've sat here for 3 hours and heard this. I'm going to push back against something. I'm going to push back against this idea that you guys started last night, which is the idea of, like, I'm super difficult for the food that we're going for. It's not difficult to say, we'll go sit there and I just won't eat. Like, I'm not, like, saying, I'm not blocking you or preventing y'all from going through. I'm just not going to eat.
But you create an uncomfortable situation for us.
If you just don't talk about it, it's not. When everybody wants to talk about it, then it becomes uncomfortable.
I'm not going to allow my child, we're not going to go to a restaurant, and he's like, I'm just not going to eat food here. Like, that's a non-starter for me.
I don't think it's a weird thing until, like, people want to talk about it while we're at dinner. About, like, why aren't you eating? It's like, I didn't get anything. It doesn't have to be a topic. If it's not a topic, it's not weird, and I'm not being difficult. I'm sitting there having the conversation with everyone.
I mean, look, you can eat whatever you want. I mean, I'm not going to sit here.
He doesn't eat.
But you don't eat. It's weird going to a restaurant.
He doesn't snack the hotel. He raids the hotel snack area.
That's a little bit odd, especially when it's not like you've already eaten. If you've already eaten and you're just going to go meet somebody for dinner and you're just going to hang out, that's one thing. But,
If you went to this dinner tonight and you didn't order anything, you're kind of like, I take that as a little indirect insult to the host. It's
why?
Like, because you didn't pick up... That means RJ didn't pick a place that you think is good enough.
Okay, here's the options then. I like vocally tell you guys every time that I don't want to go somewhere and then block y'all from going. That seems more difficult to me than what I do, which is just I'm not going to get in the way of them going where they would like to go. And just then I won't say anything about it. But then if it becomes a topic where y'all are asking about it, I don't know what you want me to do.
I want you to be normal. Okay. I want you to eat.
Kicking me out of therapy. I don't know what you want.
Ship has sailed.
I want you to look at the menu alternatives that are more more than fine fitting your criteria and eat that.
Yeah, this
stop being so weird. That's what I want.
This restaurant tonight.
Well, that's, you're not going to win that.
Probably has
100
items. This restaurant tonight probably has 100 items on it. You can find something.
What will
no,
you,
I'm not concerned about finding something to eat there tonight. Yeah. I'll be fine.
What will you order at a Mexican restaurant normally?
I mean, I'm big on the, like, sour cream enchiladas and stuff like that. Those are good.
Okay.
Or, like, fajitas or, I mean, I don't have a problem ordering at Mexican restaurants.
Okay. So what should my wife serve your wife this evening? What can she eat?
I mean, Kristen's thing is just, like, she has the allergies to MSG.
Gluten.
No, gluten is just, like, it. I mean, it makes her sick. Like, she okay. ended up, she
has an allergy. So gluten's out, MSG.
Yeah, I mean, like, honestly, Kristen is, she's kind of.
My wife came away thinking your wife has to shop and eat at Whole Foods all the time.
No,
it has to be fresh, very fresh food.
She's essentially paleo. Like, I mean, it's meat and vegetables.
Paleo.
Okay. Meat and vegetables without MSG seasoning is what she can eat.
So who's coming tonight?
As far as I know, everybody is coming tonight, except Tim Collins, who's going to be watching the Olympic opening ceremony.
Tim shutting us down for the Olympics opening ceremony.
As far as I know, everybody will be there tonight.
Okay.
So we're going to have a little group dinner, and I'm sure hit the town after, assuming that we're not all completely beat from what happened last night.
Okay, so are we going to go out beforehand? And are there places to go around here after?
After up there, there is in that the collection area, or whatever. Yeah, there's a bunch of like bars and restaurants out there that we can go to.
You can go to Limón y Sal in
is that
Ventura.
You? In, is that
that's
you
our reggaeton club?
Reggaeton.
What area of what? Where is this?
This is in the collection. It's like that shopping spot up the street. I don't think you've been there. Maybe you have been there, but they've got like. I mean, they've got a ton of, like, bars. There's, like, there's some live music spots.
Oh, good.
There's, like, a jazz bar there. It's pretty cool.
All right, so we'll go out after.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. Do it.
Are you going to pregame right after the show like you did yesterday?
Is it a day of the week?
All right. People want room updates with the 105 Through the Fan videos that we put out at Kevin Hagelin taking a big fat L, which I'm happy to rub right in his face at 940 for calling me a diva for saying I should move rooms. But, Bobby, let's start with you because you have the real problem with ants.
Yeah.
And DJ's got ants.
DJ does have ants. That's what we were discovering today. And at first, DJ didn't think anything of it. He was just like, oh, some ants. And then we found out I did. He's like, oh, yeah, I guess that's kind of a problem. And they must, you know, have this issue here. I think that's being a ground floor problem. I think that's why ours is the issue. But, no, I never followed up with them. So I'm still sitting in the room just killing ants when they pop up. They're in the...
Wow, what a sorry video you took. If any of y'all want to pick a fight with Bobby, all you have to do is watch this video on 105 Through the Fan's Instagram and Twitter. When Bobby goes, now, here's what happens when you mess with me, ant.
And then I thought of Jared Sandlin.
I'm texting Jared. I'm going to solve this right now.
Wow.
I'm going to solve this right now. He made
I'm kidding. I respect Jared. Just be nice if it was mutual.
It isn't. Let me tell you that.
I thought you were going to bring out a flamethrower or a lighter with like bug spray. I thought you were going to.
I would get canceled if I lit the thing on fire.
All Bobby did, he takes a tissue to the ant
and squished him.
He squished the ant. Here's what happens when you mess with Bobby Bell with
power,
a little
baby.
Paper towel that he brought out. Why didn't you move out of the room?
Yeah.
I was supposed to go back around at 2 o'clock and check in and see if they had any rooms available. Before that happened, I did hear the front desk clerk say something about she's not sure if they're going to have any tonight, actually. And then by that point, we were in the middle of prep trying to get done so that we could go out early enough. And so I just spaced on it, didn't check in. By that point, it was past check-in time. And so any rooms they would have had would have been taken up. So I just never followed up on it.
Are you going to do it today?
Probably not. I mean, I want to say yes, but probably not. I'll probably just keep killing. They've been confined to one spot at least.
They're in the corner. They're on the table.
They're right there on that table. So it's not like I found them like in the bed and everywhere else. So probably nothing. Did you follow up?
I am also probably staying. Now my move was a preliminary strike move. I just wanted to be on the list, and I was going to judge. The first night.
Yeah.
I was going to stay in my room the first night. For those that don't know, I'm like I saw you. I could basically hear you in Clarence Hill's conversation yesterday.
out in the lobby.
Oh, well, because Clarence is quite loud.
Quite loud, but I'm so happy with the Tolos who supported me that I should move rooms, really because of the trap door that I have, the gap, and the light you can see everything.
Yeah.
And right there next to the parking lot, which I don't like. First floor phobia is what I titled it on my video.
If you could see light, they can get in. That rule of thumb,
right? Who's they?
They are the things that you hired the great Joseph Hicks
yes.
to put around your wall, your fence.
Yes.
Okay. They are the snakes. If
I see the snakes in Oxnard in a cement parking lot.
Yeah, you know what we saw? You know what I saw yesterday when I went to the grocery store to get our creamer? A rattlesnake pest control guy, a rattlesnake catcher. His truck was out there. He was pulling in.
No.
Rattlesnake catcher. There's for sure rattlers around here.
We, by the way, found out yesterday. You remember when we got there, I was like, oh, crap, I got to go get my bag. And Choppy's like, all right, here are the keys. Just bring them up to my room when you're done. I was like, okay. So I come back. I get off the elevator. The elevator is on one end of the hallway. Choppy's room is the last room at the other end of the hallway. I step out of the elevator. I could hear him. I could hear him all the way down at the other end of the hall, and I walked out. I
hear him doing what?
I should have come 10 minutes earlier.
That's what you said. Yeah. So, no, I couldn't understand what he was saying, but I could hear. That's clearly Choppy's voice. And the closer I got, the more midway down the hall, I could hear what he was saying. And I like knocked on the door and I told him that. And Choppy's were like, "Oh, it's good to know how thin the walls are." Yeah. I guess.
You impressed with anyone? Oh, look at this guy, Brian Broaddus.
Brian Broaddus
walking into the tent. What's he?
That's chair.
Oh, chair.
How are your hands, Brian? Are your hands all skinned up still?
No. I went around yesterday slapping. I was like tapping. And I didn't know where the scar was, and I accidentally hit him right on the knee and burned him up. Grab that headset, Brian Broaddus. From the G-Bag Nation.
No, yeah, that's all.
Is that a fresh shaved head?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay.
Well, it was actually on the trip. I mean, before we left.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the whole thing with the chairs, it's like, everybody's like asking about, can we sit in? No, we brought him out here. Let's enjoy. But dude, I thought I'd have some fun with
you. Follow. He got snippy with me yesterday for calling you guys divas. He heard that on the Odyssey app.
I appreciate DJ and the crew for getting the chairs out here and bucking them in equipment to get them on the trucks and everything like that.
So is Choppy in your, is that your chair?
You're sitting in my chair right now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for letting
me
sit.
And I'm standing up, so let's have some fun.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of practice yesterday?
I thought Trey Lance was off.
It was a lot of underneath stuff. I know Bobby and I did a little Love of the Star, kind of a breakdown. Felt like the ball was going underneath more, where the other quarterbacks were a little bit more willing to try and push it. And so, you know, with the vertical routes, the tight ends, with the releases that they were able to get, you know, with Trey, it was like, it's kind of like, okay, this is, you know, the old, hey, this is what they're going to give me. Where the other quarterbacks are like trying to take comeback routes, and they were. We saw some nice plays down the field with those receivers that were able to kind of separate. And I thought the secondary in the 7-on-7, I know you guys were watching as well. I thought the secondary, when you have quarterbacks that are having to move to buy time, that means your secondary is holding up and there's no pass rush. So that gives you a little bit more confidence as well.
Let me tell you what a beast this kid is over here, as much S as I give him.
Except at night.
He's got a transcript of you and your thoughts on practice. I don't even have to talk to you right now.
I think it's that AI stuff is what he did. Broaddus said this about practice.
He's got 11-second response, a minute 6 response. These are all your thoughts on the practice yesterday.
It's transcribed our 4-minute thing we did.
Yeah, How did you do that?
Yeah.
How did you do that?
There's a keyboard.
You're not sitting here like a court reporter.
Yeah, I have you never seen me transcribe stuff?
No, I haven't. I don't pay attention to what you're doing.
How are you doing after your fall?
You know what? I'll tell you this. Being 60 years old, I remind people about this all the time. I was always kind of critical of old people that fell and broke bones.
Critical of them.
I was critical like, you got to be tougher than that.
Get your ass together.
Honestly, we
calling you Biden Broaddus around here.
You know what?
Brian Biden.
By the way, I want to thank Choppy for his help. Choppy with
pick you up off the floor?
Dr. Choppy with medication.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like,
what?
He shows up. He's
the
like,
chemist over
he's
here.
Like, he's like, yeah, it's like Breaking Bad guy. Hey, you need some help with some stuff? And I'm like going, yeah, what do you got? And so anyway, but it worked out fine that way. But yeah, the thing about it was we were going through the back lot of an Avis rent-a-car place. Like we were literally going where they stage the cars and clean them and all that. And all of a sudden this loudspeaker, intruders, 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 please leave. And so but I didn't see the curb. If nobody knows, I didn't see the curb. I was walking, I tripped, I got my foot hung, I fell. Everybody was behind me. And they all were kind of like going, oh, what happened? You know, I was just like laying on the ground and kind of popped up and
bleeding.
Yeah. Oh, kind of, it hurt. It's my back still hurts right now. My back, my knee, my hands.
Hey, show that like, watch on the fan cam.
What?
Look at that right there.
I got this when I was working for the Cowboys.
Garrett didn't lose those on the truck. Did Eric tell you what his concern was initially? He didn't see the curb you had tripped over, so he legitimately
thought I just fell.
The first 60 seconds he saw you, Eric was like, I thought this was like the beginning of like neurological decline, and it was scaring him.
Maybe a heart attack. You know, I'll tell you what, though. Our crew, we sat there for 45 minutes at the Avis waiting for the
bus
terminal, and it never came. And Dawson, he's like, let's just jump one of these other buses. We'll be okay. We'll walk from there, you know. Dawson. And so a lady, we got on the bus, and a lady then goes, she was trying to get on the bus, and she goes, I'll give you, that she told the driver, I'll give you some money if you let me get on this bus and drop us off. And the guy goes, all right, yeah.
He took it,
yeah. So when we jumped off, hi there. When we jumped off, there's the watch if you didn't see it.
But and the ring. Show the Super Bowl ring.
Got the Super Bowl ring on today.
Yeah,
there we go today.
Blinging.
Yeah, acting like I did something in my life. This reminds me, at one time I was a winner, and I wasn't falling in an Avis parking lot. But we were sitting there, and, you know, it just... It's funny, Dawson just, he came up with that, and this lady did. She paid, and then we jumped off, and Dawson goes, take a left. And next thing you know, I'm like, boom, we're right there. And we literally went through the back of an Avis. I mean, through the gates, through all that stuff to get to where we need. But, yeah, our trip started off just, I'll say this, on the way home, I'm flying, you know. By the way, I look forward to being with you guys. I'll be out here at the camp the whole time.
Yeah.
So I'm coming on with you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Out here however long you need me. But, yeah, I listened to the KNC the other day. They talked about upgrading first class on the way home.
Yeah.
Me and Archer on this, we're on this that midnight flight, the red eye flight coming home. I went ahead and upgraded on that thing.
Was it cheap?
It was only like $140.
Dang.
I checked ours.
What?
What's it now?
Ours is $700.
Yeah. I did it just because
because my last name's Sharif.
sir, we're yeah, they fake mechanical issues to get Sean off the plane. We're gonna have to change planes. I had that happen to me one time though, Sean. I was sitting next to a guy in first class, and when we got off the plane and came back, he was gone.
Really?
The guy was gone next to me. He was on the phone the
Did
whole
he have
time.
My complexion.
He could have passed as one of your brothers.
Okay, stop.
I'm not. Yes.
Nick Even joins us next on 105.3 The Fan.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Friday chaos continues because sitting down with us right now for the first time this training camp, you see him on the fan cam. He is Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com is back, and he's brought to you by the WinStar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Did you forget about us this morning?
No, I definitely did not forget.
Okay.
It just, you know, those
then
things.
Then why were you late?
You got 8 minutes, you got 6 minutes, you got 4 minutes. Next thing you know, I like walk out, I'm like, it's 7:20. Like, what the hell?
It's called time blindness. Sean.
Yes, time blindness.
It's a real thing.
No, it's. I wake up like at 6 out here. And so it's like you just know what you've got to do and all that, and then you just get to it and you just – that didn't work.
Would you like to start with the presser or practice yesterday?
Presser.
What did you take from it, if anything?
If anything.
We got 12, 14 Pro Bowlers.
Yeah. I love how they included Eric Kendricks and Zeke.
So I did that too. I went back and I was like,
I saw you count it up.
Yeah, I did. I was like, all right, what are we talking here? And it was it wasn't that bad because you're right, two guys from 2019, Zeke and Kendricks. But that's really it. The rest of them is kind of, you know, the guys that have been here lately. And I do agree with the point of it is a pretty good team. And I'll combine both of those, practice and that, because when I went to practice, it was just kind of looking at guys and, you know, players here and depth, and you're like, this is still a pretty good team. You know, it really is. And so I don't disagree there, but I don't know if that's the greatest answer to the question of, you know, how do you get over the Packers loss and how do they take the next step? But maybe it is. Maybe that's exactly what they're saying is, hey, we still have a good team, really good coaches, good players, and let's, you know, they got to build off of that.
But can the argument be made that they are better than last year today? Can you make that argument? And how would they make that argument?
I don't think you can, because they are banking on their free agency is the guys that they've already drafted that feel like they've been, you know, caged up. Sam Williams and Jalen Tolbert. No, he didn't say that. Sam's the guy that, you know, had said that. And here's his chance. You know, Jalen Tolbert, these guys that they've drafted. It's like, finally give them an opportunity to go play. So they haven't done that yet. And if they were better than the Dorrance Armstrongs and Dante Fowlers and Biotishes of the world, then they would have played. Yeah. So I don't think you can say that they're better. And you don't know that the guys that take that leap, you know, you're looking for a Ferguson and Bland type leaps. You just haven't seen it yet. But I don't think it's a huge gap of where they were.
I mean, you could Dak, who had a great year last year. I mean, if he has a better year this year, I mean, then you can make
changes
the argument.
Everything.
Right, changes everything. But I mean, the unless the rest of the NFC came down, it's hard to say.
And you don't. There's no way. I'm sorry, but there's no way Tyler Guyton's going to be better than Tyron Smith. I mean, I right now. Like you hope. You know, eventually.
Or Chuma.
Yeah.
Wait, how long is it going to be until Tyler Guyton's with the first team?
It should be right now. I mean, like, I got asked this the other day, and I said, right now, Dak wears red. That means he can't get hit. So if you are getting whipped in practice by Micah Parsons or Tank or whoever, learn. Figure it out. This isn't sink or swim. It's just swim. It's just swim. And so do it. And so I just don't understand. Because if Chuma did every rep, how much better is he going to be between now and then? I mean, he kind of is what he is, right? But I think Guyton's got to learn on the run, because Myles Garrett is sitting there, and I think he's got to take every rep. I don't know.
Is that indicative that there's a chance that Edoga is the one out there across from Garrett?
That's scary.
But possible.
But possible, because I would think you would say, hey, get in there and do this. And maybe it's one of those, like, earn your stripes type thing, but it can't be for too long. He's got to learn. He's, you know.
Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, here on Sean and RJ. How are you feeling about Dak's future here? And did yesterday change your mind or affect any of that thinking?
No, not really, because I kind of feel like I just can't see them letting him go. I really don't. Jerry. I can't see Jerry letting his quarterback go that, you know, he does everything that you want him to do except for
playoff
win
plays.
Well, yeah, win Super Bowls. None of them played well. I mean, I don't put that all on Dak. I mean, Dak did not play great in that game.
Yeah.
I don't think CD helped him at all.
Yeah.
I think
everyone was terrible.
Yeah. For me, what I take from that loss and how they've got to get better is I think their offense is going to be good, but I think that they've got to figure out ways to win in multiple ways. You've got to be able to run the ball in the playoffs. You got to be able to stop the run. It is – I don't know if it changes like – playoff hockey, playoff baseball, things like that. But I do think playoff football changes in the way that you still have to run the football. You got to be able to run it some in a game like that. Packers.
Nick, give me some hope with the running game with this group.
What
are they doing?
I had a stat that I really hated. I found the other day, and I was like, tell me this isn't right. Like, because the question that I got asked, we were doing our mailbag question. Are you worried about the explosiveness? I'm like, yeah, I am. Zeke hasn't had a 30-yard run in three seasons, and no player on the roster has ever had a 30-yard run.
Oh, God.
Royce Freeman has been here six, seven years in the league. I know he's a big guy. He's not really breaking off runs, but he's never had one. Rico, obviously, you know, Deuce. I mean, they do have the coolest names in the world.
They really do. It's a great named.
You remember those American Gladiators?
You know? Oh, yeah. Nitro. Right. Thunder.
Oh, watch out for these guys, because here comes Rico. Yeah. Deuce.
Zeke. Blaze. Ice.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got the running backs.
I'm going to have to fact check you. Dak Prescott had a 42-yard run in 2019.
Okay.
In the road.
Did you make your point or mine?
Both. It could be both.
Yeah.
So are they?
Oh, that run against Washington?
That was the Josh Norman stiff arm.
Oh, that took 6 days. It was like, it come, did, come it on, did. Dak. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. So it would have taken Zeke seven.
Are they waiting on another acquisition? Is there someone in there so. They just really believe in?
But, I don't think that they're waiting on a certain player, but I do think they're going to be like, let's see what's happening here, who gets caught.
What we've compared it to is this 2018 receiver situation again. Not necessarily that they go out and get an Amari, but they got to go get somebody. Yeah. Go, oh, okay, this isn't
working. I agree. And I think running back's the perfect position to do that. It's not like you got to come here and learn all the offense. You've seen rookies.
Yeah.
They see, you know,
plug and play
early. Yeah, early on, they're ready to go. So it is a position you can do that.
Nick Eatman on the Uber One fan cam here on Sean and RJ. Day two from Oxnard, California. What else on the practice field did you notice?
I liked what I see out of Tolbert. And Tolbert and Brooks, both those guys, I think, are going to be good. I like, you know, I think we're going to see a lot of Deuce Vaughn again. And I kind of wonder what's going to happen this time around, because before it was exciting to see, and he didn't do a ton in Oxnard, but then the preseason games he did.
Yeah.
And then you play the big boys and nothing really happened. So I think he's going to look good out here, and he's going to kind of get that, you know, expectations high. Cause I think he'll, you know, year two in this offense, I think he's going to get a lot of opportunities. He's got to be able to break tackles against players that actually play in the NFL. Like, you know, regular season guys. So that's one thing I keep wanting to see. And the backup quarterbacks. Yeah, that didn't.
It's the crown of the field, man. That's why he was so high.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Give the crown. Texas Stadium excuse.
Brett Favre there, first quarter of every game that they played. Did Brada say that, by the way, about Brett Favre? And he always talks about the Packers.
Yeah, the crown of the field. We just, you know, he had to adjust. Could never know how to throw to the sideline. It was literally, you couldn't even see the other sideline from the other side of the field.
You really couldn't. Like that. Is that still the way it is? And most high school fields now are, like, awesome. They don't have
They're turf now, so you don't need it. Every field now is, like, not old school turf, new turf. Every field now, they could drain like an inch of water in no time.
Yeah.
Did you have a strong feeling on who the number two quarterback would be?
I'm one of those, let's wait and see what happens with Trey Lance over Cooper Rush, because I haven't yet seen him actually better than Cooper.
Yeah.
I mean, now, I know they want him to be, and every, you know, it would make more sense if he is, but he hasn't been. He wasn't that good yesterday, but neither was Cooper Rush.
Right.
You know? So
hey, we're excited to have you again.
Yeah, man.
Out and about on the town. You starting it up? Not yet.
Not yet.
All
no,
right.
I haven't done the RR.
We did it yesterday.
Did y'all really?
Yeah.
Was it still undefeated?
I mean, beat us.
Bobby took an L.
The bang for the buck is really good there. The amount of drinks they pour for the price is great, but yeah, just it ended poorly because we went to a seafood restaurant for dinner.
No, because you can't handle your liquor.
Oh, I can handle it.
All right, drinks tonight or tomorrow, Nick.
All right,
join us.
All right, perfect.
The great Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by WinStar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Crosstalk with the KNC masterpiece is next.
And that one hit high and deep to left, and that's not coming back. Simeon leaves the yard again against his former team. A solo home run, and we're tied at one.
Well, it's the famous Mike Bassick, the greatest crosstalk in the United States of America, possibly the world. The guys are in Oxnard First question to Corey.
All right.
How's Oxnard?
Dude, it's wonderful. Maybe the best hotel I've ever stayed in.
Wow.
In Oxnard, because I've only stayed in two hotels in Oxnard. I love this hotel room that I got.
Tim has ants now.
I don't have any ants. Second floor. The only thing I have is that the drawers are really low. Other than that, and I'm tall.
They are
so
low
being
drawers.
A tall guy and having low drawers is kind of tough. But other than that, everything is wonderful out here. The weather's great. And Mike,
it's freezing.
See,
it's cold.
You should see like how it. Hard they're practicing out here. They
oh
are.
Oh my god.
They are practicing so hard you wouldn't believe it. This is the first year. So then now you're not out here. They're like, we're practicing hard this year.
Good for them. Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
I watched TJ Watt at Pittsburgh Steelers training camp.
Yeah.
And I thought of you and how excited you would have been to see him coming down those stairs for your Steelers.
Well, he didn't have pads on or anything.
You love the Steelers?
Sean, this
no.
is an old... He was reading a text one day, and we have used it as a drop, and it's hilarious. Like, it's a if we have it somewhere...
It?
Yeah, you're a huge Steelers fan.
Who are we just... What's wrong with you?
Not just
there was an opening for your TJ Watt jokes.
I know. I have. So
that's okay.
Many
I got something for Choppy.
Okay. All right, here, hit me with it,
Choppy. Yeah. You're a Bryson DeChambeau fan.
Am I?
I thought you were. I thought you were.
Did you listen to our show?
Brooks yeah, you guys were talking politics earlier about Jane Slater and her on the beach, and I think she's a Democrat, right? Pretty sure.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Maybe I have a Bryson fan. I don't know. Yeah, hit me with it.
All right. So have you seen the Break 50 YouTube where Bryson DeChambeau was playing with Donald Trump last week after – it might have been 2 weeks ago, but it got posted this week on YouTube where Donald Trump and Bryson DeChambeau played golf together 18 holes, and the goal was to break 50, which DeChambeau has only done one time with a partner in his life. Have you seen this?
I saw that. I did not watch the entire thing, but I did see it, yeah.
I've seen you swing. I know you
swing. I've seen you swing.
Hey.
I know you swing. It's
all
a
right.
terrible swing.
Trump is good at golf.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I have no clue what tournaments he won recently or anything like that. Now, they play from the women's tees because.
I've seen you swing. I know you swing.
That's the only way that you can break 50. He did it with a professional golfer. I'm drawing a blank right now on the. But they played from the whites because it's impossible. Right. If you don't play golf, it's impossible to break 50.
Absolutely.
Unless you play from the reds. And DeChambeau has only done it one time. Trump and DeChambeau shot 50.
I saw.
They were literally one putt away, one whatever away from breaking 50. And I was watching going, I don't know if Trump's any good at golf. It makes sense he is. He owns a lot of golf courses. But he is, honestly, he is really good at golf.
Yeah, he is. I mean, for like a 78-year-old, I mean, his swing is not great, but like he hits just down the middle. Like, he hits the ball. Like, he's a classic annoying old man golfer.
Yeah.
Where they don't hit it far, they just hit it straight. And it annoys the hell out of me how old people can do that, because I'm sitting here trying to hit bombs, and mine goes 300 yards this way, but 120 that way. And it just doesn't work out too well.
Don't you appreciate that?
I'm a huge Steelers fan.
Oh, my gosh, Kevin.
Yeah, we didn't hear you because you're talking about the Steelers training
Dang
camp.
Dang it.
That might be for the best.
What threw you off over there?
You know what it is.
There's a smell, for one. I think Bobby's farting.
Oh, no.
I didn't eat seafood last night, so.
It's just I'm trying. I was trying to do something in the break with the hotel, and it's just annoying me.
Oh.
He's
fumigate it?
No, not fumigate it. I'm trying to get points.
Oh.
I'm sitting here watching him on his computer, though. He engages in psycho behavior because he's the only person I've ever seen who, and Peyton can speak to how crazy this is, I think, he consumes Instagram and Instagram stories on a laptop computer. He, like,
no problem
opens
with
Instagram
what's the
on a laptop.
Deal?
I've never seen anybody
What's
do
the big
that.
Deal? Yeah, you go to your thing, and then you just click there. It's easy.
That's psycho behavior.
It's not a website. It's an app for the phone shop.
Well, then why do they have a web address?
For people like you.
So, Bobby, is this the most happy place for you? Is training camp the best because they're 0-0?
Ooh, happy place. Probably not last night on the beach. That wasn't happy. But, no, it's a good time because everybody, like, in general, I think opening day in baseball, coming out here with this thing, there's always just this optimism of, like, hey, it's a clean slate, and who knows what could happen. And so I think everybody generally at these sort of things.
No one feels that here.
I was going to say, I think
that doesn't exist here this year.
This is tempered for sure.
This is not Disneyland.
This is tempered for sure this year in terms of just optimism. There's not nearly as much of it this year.
All right. Sean, did you get hammered last night?
Not hammered, but more drinks than I wanted to. You know, you pass out and you wake up with a sore throat. The air is on 60.
Absolutely.
It sucks.
And no, we didn't smoke anything.
Right.
So that, like, usually if you wait.
No crack or anything like that?
No, there was no crack. I offered.
Okay.
But declined. I've been politely declined.
I've been over there before.
Yeah, politely declined.
Man, I wasn't hurting too bad, but it took about 30 minutes to wear off. I'm drinking Dr. Pepper. That's a sign. Carter's like, I didn't know you're a soda guy. I'm like, I'm not. This is what I need for hangovers. A Dr. Pepper. Yeah, soda in the morning. Why didn't you come out with us, Corey?
Amon Ross St. Brown's dad says, drink a Coca-Cola if you're tired. He's like, don't drink Gatorade. Don't drink
anything. Wow, what a genius.
This is Mr.
Drink caffeine.
Mr. Three-time Olympian. He's like, yeah. Add all the sugar. Drink all the sugar.
If you're tired.
Yeah. Well, like during a football game. He's like, during a football game, go ahead and drink a Coca-Cola. And I was like, that's wild. But
did you guys go to...
Apples, same way.
Did you guys go to your Spencer McKenzie's last night?
I did not make it over Spencer McKenzie's last night. I grabbed some food downstairs, and I ended up... My boys wanted to play a game that we have on our phone, so I ended up playing with them most of the night. They were home... Can I say this on air?
I have no...
My wife went to a funeral in Jacksonville, and so they were... The boys were by themselves last night, taking care of everything.
What were you worried about saying? Wife abandoned your children?
Oh, my gosh.
Lucy went to stay with my sister, but so they... I was just trying to spend some time with them. I wanted to go, and I'm probably going to go maybe Saturday night or something like that. I'll probably go a couple times.
Are you going to come to dinner, or are you going to skip it for the opening ceremonies?
Oh, man. Can we not watch the opening ceremonies? At dinner?
Ask Tim.
Should we stop this?
No. I like this. He's been asking for it since Jake Ferguson yesterday.
Yes. Speaking of Mike, we do have Deuce Vaughn joining us today at 10:30, and then our friend George Teague's going to hop on with us during the C block. He'll pop over with us, and we'll talk a little bit about the Mike Zimmer defense, and I think the terminology is the same as all Mike Zimmer defenses.
So. Mikey, you can't continue this crosstalk without bragging to Bobby that you were right about the Rangers catching fire. Mike Ballysick, you gotta tell him how right you were.
Well, you're in a position that with 59 games to go, you're 2.5 out. 1.5 back of Seattle. Obviously, we will be talking a lot about their major trade that they made. I mean, they're probably going to make, from what I understand, one or two more trades for hitters. So you look at it, and they're in the mix. They have a chance. It's only for the division. And the thing is, if you get in, I was talking to a Pirate scout yesterday.
Well.
They're like, they're obviously looking for hitting. They're like, we can't believe how good we are this quick because of Paul Skeens and a couple other things, and they need hitting. Hitting is just so down in Major League Baseball. But they look at the Rangers, and they're like, look, the only chance you have is to win the division. But if you guys get in and you're healthy come playoff time, that's the scary part of the Rangers.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
They're dangerous, man. They are.
See,
they get
Bobby.
In.
Yeah, 100%. That sounds, it sounds like you're reading off directly the text Jared was sending us last night. I'm glad they all got together on the same line.
Mike, Bobby and Jared broke up last night. It was ugly. That was the story of the night.
if they do decide to not sell, like, can you make the argument that whatever return you get from Eovaldi is offset by the A, potential of a playoff run, and B, the draft pick compensation you would get?
Yeah, I can argue that. I think the tough thing is during the show I'll talk about, like, Luis Angel Acuña looks like a bust. Like, what the Mets got for Max Scherzer, he doesn't look like he's ever going to be a big leaguer right now. Now, that can change maybe next year at some point. That's a tough thing. Spencer Howard for All-Star at the time, our pitcher, I'm drawing a blank on, that went to Philadelphia. Spencer Howard hasn't worked out for us or anybody else, and he was considered the number one pitching prospect for the Phillies at one point. So the tough thing is, most prospects never work out. That's the thing that we have to get wrapped around our head, is most prospects never work out. Only about 10% of premium prospects work out. So when you're trading for prospects, there's a 90% chance that person doesn't establish or make the spot that you thought they were going to make when you traded for them. Coming up next, live from Oxnard, it's Dallas Cowboys training camp with Kevin, Corey, and Mike.
Famous Mike.
Famous. I am famous. Should have heard everybody who wanted to talk to me.
And that one hit high and deep to left, and that's not coming back. Simeon leaves the yard again against his former team. A solo home run, and we're tied at one.
Well, it's the famous Mike Bassick, the greatest crosstalk in the United States of America, possibly the world. The guys are in Oxnard. First question to Corey.
All right.
How's Oxnard?
Dude, it's wonderful. Maybe the best hotel I've ever stayed in.
Wow.
In Oxnard, because I've only stayed in two hotels.
Gotcha.
In Oxnard. I love this hotel room that I got.
Tim has ants now.
I don't have any ants. Second floor. The only thing I have is that the drawers are really low. Other than that, and I'm tall.
They are
so
low
being
drawers.
A tall guy and having low drawers is kind of tough. But other than that, everything is wonderful out here. The weather's great. And Mike,
it's freezing.
See,
it's cold.
You should see like how hard they're practicing out here. They are.
Oh my God.
They are practicing so hard. You wouldn't believe it. This is the first year. So then now you're not out here. They're like, we're practicing hard this year.
Good for them. Hey, Kevin.
Yeah.
I watched TJ Watt at Pittsburgh Steelers training camp.
Yeah.
And I thought of you and how excited you would have been to see him coming down those stairs for your Steelers.
Well, he didn't have pads on or anything.
You love the Steelers?
Sean, this is an old... He was reading a text one day, and we have used it as a drop, and it's hilarious. Like, it's if we have it somewhere...
It?
Yeah, you're a huge Steelers fan.
Who are we just... What's wrong with you?
Not just,
there was an opening for your TJ Watt jokes.
I know. I have so
that's okay.
Many
I got something for Choppy.
Okay. All right, here, hit me with it.
Choppy, yeah. You're a Bryson DeChambeau fan.
Am I?
I thought you were. I thought you were.
Did you listen to our show?
Brooks you guys were talking politics earlier about Jane Slater and her on the beach, and I think she's a Democrat, right? Pretty sure.
Okay. All right, yeah, maybe I have a Bryce fan. I don't know. Yeah, hit me with it.
All right, so have you seen the Break 50 YouTube where Bryson DeChambeau was playing with Donald Trump last week after, it might have been 2 weeks ago, but it got posted this week on YouTube where Donald Trump and Bryson DeChambeau played golf together 18 holes, and the goal was to break 50, which DeChambeau has only done one time with a partner in his life. Have you seen this?
I saw that. I did not watch the entire thing, but I did see it, yeah.
I've seen you swing. I know you
swing. I've seen you swing.
Hey.
I know you swing. It's
all
a
right.
Terrible swing.
Trump is good at golf.
Yeah,
he wasn't. Now, I'm not saying I have no clue what tournaments he won recently or anything like that. Now, they play from the women's tees because
I've seen you swing. I know you swing.
That's the only way that you can break 50. He did it with a professional golfer. I'm drawing a blank right now on the, but they played from the whites because it's impossible. If you don't play golf, it's impossible to break 50.
Absolutely.
Unless you play from the reds. And DeChambeau has only done it one time. Trump and DeChambeau shot 50.
I saw.
They were literally one putt away, one whatever away from breaking 50. And I was watching going, I don't know if Trump's any good at golf. It makes sense he is. He owns a lot of golf courses. But he is, honestly, he is really good at golf.
Yeah, he is. I mean, for like a 78-year-old, I mean, his swing is not great, but he hits it just down the middle. Like, he hits the ball. Like, he's a classic, annoying old man golfer.
Yeah. Whoa.
Where they don't hit it far, they just hit it straight. And it annoys the hell out of me how old people can do that, because I'm sitting here trying to hit bombs, and mine goes 300 yards this way, but 120 that way. And it just doesn't work out too well.
Don't you appreciate those?
I'm a huge Steelers fan.
Oh, my gosh, Kevin.
Yeah, we didn't hear you because you're talking about the Steelers training
camp.
Dang
it.
That might be for the best.
What threw you off over there?
I
You know what it is.
There's a smell, for one. I think Bobby's farting.
Oh no!
I didn't eat seafood last night. So.
It's just I'm trying. I was trying to do something in the break with the hotel, and it's just annoying me.
Oh,
he's
fumigate it.
No, not fumigate it. I'm trying to get points.
Oh.
I'm sitting here watching him on his computer, though. He engages in psycho behavior because he's the only person I've ever seen who, and Peyton can speak to how crazy this is, I think, he consumes Instagram and Instagram stories on a laptop computer. He, like,
no problem
opens
that.
Instagram
what's the
on a laptop.
Deal?
I've never seen anybody
what's
do
the big
that.
Deal? Yeah, you go to your thing, and then you just click there. It's easy.
That's psycho behavior.
It's not a website. It's an app for the phone shop.
Well, then why do they have a web address?
For people like you.
So, Bobby, is this the most happy place for you? Is training camp the best because they're 0-0?
Ooh, happy place. Probably not last night on the beach. That wasn't happy. But, no, it's a good time because everybody, like, in general, I think opening day in baseball, coming out here with this thing, there's always just this optimism of, like, hey, it's a clean slate, and who knows what could happen. And so I think everybody generally at these sort of things.
No one feels that here.
I was going to say, I think
that doesn't exist here this year.
This is tempered for sure.
This is not Disneyland.
This is tempered for sure this year in terms of just optimism. There's not nearly as much of it this year.
All right. Sean, did you get hammered last night?
Not hammered, but more drinks than I wanted to. You know, you pass out and you wake up with a sore throat. The air is on 60.
Absolutely.
It sucks.
And no, we didn't smoke anything.
Right.
So that, like, usually if you wait.
No crack or anything like that?
No, there was no crack. I offered.
Okay.
But declined. I've been politely declined.
I've been over there before.
Yeah, politely declined.
Man, I was hurting. I wasn't hurting too bad, but it took about 30 minutes to wear off. I mean, I'm drinking Dr. Pepper. That's a sign. Carter was like, I didn't know you're a soda guy. I'm like, I'm not. This is what I need for hangovers. A Dr. Pepper. Yeah. Soda in the morning. Oh. Why didn't you come out with us,
Corey? Amon Ross St. Brown's dad says, drink a Coca-Cola if you're tired. He's like, don't drink Gatorade. Don't drink
anything. Wow, what a genius.
This is Mr.
Caffeine.
Mr. Three-time Olympian. He's like, drink all the sugar.
If you're tired.
Yeah. Well, like during a football game. He's like, during a football game, go ahead and drink a Coca-Cola. And I was like, that's wild. But
did you guys go to...
Apples, same way.
Did you guys go to your Spencer McKenzie's last night?
I did not make it over Spencer McKenzie's last night. I grabbed some food downstairs, and I ended up... My boys wanted to play a game that we have on our phone, so I ended up playing with them most of the night. They were home... Can I say this on air?
I have no...
My wife went to a funeral in Jacksonville, and so they were... The boys were by themselves last night, taking care of everything.
What were you worried about saying?
I don't know. Your wife
abandoned your children? Is that...
Oh, my gosh.
Lucy went to stay with my sister, but so they... I was just trying to spend some time with them. I wanted to go, and I'm probably going to go maybe Saturday night or something like that. I'll probably go a couple times.
Are you going to come to dinner, or are you going to skip it for the opening ceremonies?
Oh, man. Can we not watch the opening ceremonies at dinner?
Ask Tim.
I have.
That's okay.
Should we stop this?
No, I like this. He's been asking for it since Jake Ferguson yesterday.
Yes. Speaking of, Mike, we do have Deuce Vaughn joining us today at 10:30. And then our friend George Teague's going to hop on with us during the C block. He'll pop over with us, and we'll talk a little bit about the Mike Zimmer defense. And I think the terminology is the same as all Mike Zimmer defenses.
Mikey, you can't continue this crosstalk without bragging to Bobby that you were right about the Rangers catching fire. Mike Ballysick, you gotta tell him how right you were.
Well, you're in a position that with 59 games to go, you're 2.5 out. 1.5 back of Seattle. Obviously, we will be talking a lot about their major trade that they made. I mean, they're probably going to make, from what I understand, one or two more trades for hitters. So you look at it, and they're in the mix. They have a chance. It's only for the division. And the thing is, if you get in, I was talking to a Pirate scout yesterday.
Well.
And they're like... They're obviously looking for hitting. Like, we can't believe how good we are this quick because of Paul Skeens and a couple other things, and they need hitting. Hitting is just so down in Major League Baseball. But they look at the Rangers, and they're like, look, the only chance you have is to win the division. But if you guys get in and you're healthy come playoff time, that's the scary part of the Rangers.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Absolutely.
They're dangerous, man. They are.
See,
they get
Bobby.
In.
Yeah, 100%. That sounds, I mean, it sounds like you're reading off directly the text Jared was sending us last night. I'm glad they all got you guys on the same line.
Mike,
Bobby and Jared broke up last night. It was ugly. That was the story of the night.
if they do decide to not sell, like, can you make the argument that whatever return you get from Eovaldi is offset by the A, potential of a playoff run, and B, the draft pick compensation you would get?
Yeah, wow, I can argue that. I think the tough thing is, during the show, I'll talk about, like, Luis Angel Acuña looks like a bust. Like, what the Mets got for Max Scherzer, he doesn't look like he's ever going to be a big leaguer right now. Now, that can change maybe next year at some point. That's a tough thing. Spencer Howard for All-Star at the time, Our pitcher I'm drawing a blank on that went to Philadelphia. Spencer Howard hasn't worked out for us or anybody else, and he was considered the number one pitching prospect for the Phillies at one point. So the tough thing is, most prospects never work out. That's the thing that we have to get wrapped around our head, is most prospects never work out. Only about 10% of premium prospects work out. So when you're trading for prospects, there's a 90% chance that person doesn't establish or make the spot that you thought they were going to make when you traded for them. Coming up next, live from Oxnard, it's Dallas Cowboys training camp with Kevin, Corey, and Mike.
Famous Mike.
Famous. I am famous. Should have heard everybody who wanted to talk to me.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.